Welcome to episode 3.5 of 5 Minutes Alone, the weekly podcast of the Bering Drive Church of Christ. After a few weeks of internet difficulties, we are up and running once again, so welcome back. I'm your host, Jeff Christian, preacher at Bering. This is episode 3.5, Eyes to See. Recently, a dear brother of mine, Ed, gave me a book called Then Sings My Soul. It tells the backstory of a number of old church hymns, some familiar, others not. I took a shot in the dark, hoping that one particular song would be in the book and that I might learn its story. The song is called Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. At Bering for 2015, our Dwelling in the Word passage that we read most weeks is Hebrews 12, 1-3. It includes the call to fix your eyes on Jesus. On those days when our souls might be weary and troubled, we remember to fix our eyes on Jesus. Add to that the season of transition we are in here somewhere between Christmas and Easter. We have announced the good news of God with us, but now what? Now what are we to do? Better yet, who are we to be? In our recent readings at Bering in the Gospel of Mark, we have already heard Mark's sense of urgency in skipping straight to the point from the beginning of the good news of Jesus. We are to be people of repentance, a word that literally means to turn around. And when we turn around, we fix our eyes upon Jesus. Mark opens his gospel just as much with the reader of the story as the story itself. In fact, Mark is the only gospel that actually addresses the reader outright in Mark 13 when he is warning us to choose the ways of God over the ways of the world. He just blurts it out. Let the reader understand. On those days when our souls are weary and troubled, on those days when the distractions of the world seem to pile up, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Or to use the language of repentance, turn around. Let us understand, and let us have eyes to see. C.S. Lewis once wrote, "We all want progress, but if you're on the wrong road, progress means turning around and walking back to the right road. In that case, the one who turns back soonest is the most progressive." So if you find yourself going down the wrong path, turn around. And the promise we hold dear as Christians is that when we turn around, Jesus is there to comfort, guide, correct, and show us the way. So let us have eyes to see. Well, when I cracked open the book last week that Ed gave me, I scanned feverishly through the table of contents. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. It's not there. It's not there. Ah, there it is, all the way back to page 283. What a story. The woman who wrote Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, Helen Limmel, was born into a house of music. She loved to sing and write and sing some more. Her parents sent her to voice lessons early on where she honed her instrument, eventually moving to Germany to take her training even further. She eventually married and settled into what she thought would be an idyllic European life. But then she went blind. Heartaches began to stack, and her husband left her. When she was 55 years old, Helen heard a statement to this effect: "Fix your eyes upon Jesus, and the things of earth will acquire a strange new dimness." And so, fully blind to the things around her, it was with her eyes that continued to see Jesus that she wrote this line: "Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full on His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace." Go to beringfamily.org for more information on our church and worship with us this Sunday if you are in Houston. And be sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/beringfamily.org. May God's face shine upon you today, and may we today have eyes to see.